All right, it is time for Edmonton's third annual Venture Prize competition. This is going to be exciting. To help explain what's about to happen here and about the organizations that make everything possible, please welcome Dr. Peter Robertson, CEO of Tech Edmonton and Associate Vice President of Research and Industry Relations for the University of Alberta.
Today you're about to witness the final challenge for the 2004-2005 Venture Prize Business Plan Competition. As many of you know, Venture Prize started 3 years ago. Its objectives include stimulating interest in entrepreneurship, increasing regional deal flow, enhancing awareness of local business opportunities, and building a strong local support network for new business initiatives. Over the past 3 years, Venture Prize has had over 350 participants and reviewed 119 business plans. The road to the final Venture Prize challenge is not easy. This path so far has included the following: a seminar series provided by the School of Business of the University of Alberta, a mentor matching service with 18 business experts acting as mentors coordinated by Grant McEwen College, a business plan review conducted by 18 screeners who chose this year's six semi-finalists. This year, the Business Link hosted these deliberations. A 15-minute presentation by each semi-finalist to the Venture Prize judges who selected the three finalists. This year, the Duncan McNeil Center for Innovation at NAIT hosted these presentations. A video project where the three finalists, under tight timelines, worked with Dynacore Media Group and NAIT to create a 3-minute video on each business opportunity, which you're about to see. And a final 15-minute presentation to the judges again this morning. As you can see, Venture Prize is an outstanding community project sponsored by many organizations and volunteers. Just before we start this last part of the challenge, I would like to ask all the sponsors, contributors, mentors, screeners, and judges who are here today to please stand. If you can please stand wherever you are in the community. So, ladies and gentlemen, these are the people who are working to enhance entrepreneurship in the Edmonton greater area. Thank you to those volunteers.
And thank you very much, Dr. Robertson. All right, now it's on to the final challenge. Let's meet this year's Venture Prize judges. They are Carrie Brown, Foundation Equity Corporation; Mark Brown, TSX Venture Exchange; Michael Dost, Business Development Bank of Canada; Andrew Kyle, Springbank Tech Ventures; Michael McGee, Cavendish Investments; Whitney Rockley, from EPCOR; Pardeep Sangha, Venture West Management Incorporated; and Michael Welsh of Almasa Capital, Inc. Mark Brown and Andrew Kyle send their regrets. They're not able to join us today. Now, it's time to make sure everyone understands the prizes our finalists are competing for today. The $100,000 grand prize hinges on the performance these finalists make here this afternoon. The grand prize winner will receive $25,000 in cash, $25,000 of in-kind services, and $50,000 of in-kind research and technology commercialization services from the Alberta Research Council. The two runner-ups, they will each receive $10,000 in cash and $10,000 of in-kind business services. Are you ready? Let's begin this year's Venture Prize final challenge. Each finalist, in turn, will make a 60-second elevator pitch and then present a 3-minute video of their business opportunity. From these presentations, the judges will then choose a grand prize winner. Venture Prize finalist number one. First to present is Mr. Roberto Sambaro of Experience Gastronomique. Mr. Sambaro, come on up and make your presentation for us.
Good Good afternoon and welcome. My name is Robert Scambaro. I am the chef and owner of Experience Gastronomique. I'm now going to ask you all to take a moment and think of something you've tasted that was spectacular, something that made your mouth water. It must have been fresh and full of flavor. Does anything come to your mind? Well, in a nutshell, that's exactly what our company does. We provide our customers with an unforgettable taste experience that is second to none and leaving them wanting more. Our just-in-time production and innovative packaging allows Edmonton consumers to have fresh smoked salmon that is second to none, despite being far from the ocean. With our impending expansion plan, consumers throughout Western Canada and the U.S. will be able to experience what Edmontonians have for the past 9 years. I now invite you to view the difference in our video production. Thank you. Passion for perfection, I believe, is something that starts at a young age.
Passion is the secret of his success. To be successful in life or in any jobs, you have to have a passion for what you are doing. And I think that it shows in his product, in the quality.
We provide our customers with an unforgettable taste experience. Our primary product is cold smoked Atlantic salmon. We also have other related products. The cold smoked salmon is such a good product and tastes exceptionally well because there's been a lot of passion put into developing the recipe.
Roberto has taken great amounts of care and time in perfecting his recipes and truly making it a different taste experience for the customers.
The salmon has to be absolute top-notch fresh. We fillet them, debone them, and we do what's called a brining to them. They're brined for 48 hours. Then we do what's called flashing, where we rinse the salmon. Follow that, they're allowed to dry naturally for 24 hours, and then they are cold smoked. And after smoking, they're allowed to dry another 24 hours naturally, and then they're ready for market.
His product is second to none. It's always consistent in taste, texture, and smokiness. Personally, it's the best smoked salmon product I've ever worked with.
Robert's product is very different from a typical smoked salmon. It's see-through and it has a fresh appearance, fresh taste.
It's an unusual business for Edmonton. People are often kind of surprised when they hear that a seafood processing facility is located in Edmonton. Well, it's an exciting time for the company, absolutely. We're looking at a real growth strategy over the next 2 years. From a small facility here in Edmonton to a much larger plant.
What we plan to do is construct an 8,000 square foot federally inspected processing center in northeast Edmonton. We will implement the latest trends in manufacturing.
And what we're looking at doing is expanding greatly the geographic area of the products. The other real benefit to the Edmonton community is job creation.
The future definitely is looking very positive for us. What I see is being a first-class employer, being a well-respected member and contributing member of the business community, and just basically running and growing a successful business here in Edmonton.
I'll keep using this salmon as long as he keeps making it.
All right, there you go. That's finalist number one. Thank you, Mr. Sambaro, and good luck to you. Next up is Mr. Brian Henker of Genix Microsystems Corporation. And Mr. Henker, it's your turn to make your presentation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Almost 75% of the 35 billion emails which are sent every day are unwanted messages, or better known as spam. It is predicted that by the year 2006, that this number will increase from 75% to 95%. Just imagine experiencing a situation in which you want only 5% of what you are receiving. Now, take and imagine this worldwide, globally, where this type of information, or pardon me, this kind of information is clogging the internets and the infrastructure. Globally, in the year 2004, it was published that spam cost the economy $253 billion. And the $253 billion did not include the cost for cleanup from the devastation caused by the malicious and deceptive information which is included in the unwanted messaging. Email and cell phone spam is eroding the user confidence in our key communications medium. And the result is that we're creating a recession in e-com. E-wall solution is the only answer for the global solution to the devastation which is hitting the electronic medium. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very proud to present to you E-wall.
E-wall is an electronic messaging firewall software that sits in front of the messaging server. It is designed for large corporations like service providers, telco businesses, and governments. It doesn't read the content. That has a very good protection around the privacy sensitive laws or regulations in all countries. E-wall allow the administrator to have the first layer of control. The administrator can define what a company consider are safe or not safe to come into the company. After that, you have your individual preferences saying what you want to get, what you don't want. This real solution the service provider are looking for is something that really sit in front of their networks to protect their networks. So it doesn't even consume their bandwidth and storage.
Well, E-wall is a very effective anti-spam technology that we've recently installed in our system. From an administrative point of view, it's greatly reduced our administration overhead. Our mail server does not work nearly as hard as it used to work. It no longer processes the 30,000 emails in 2 days that it used to. It now processes about 1,000 emails in 2 days.
E-wall does not read the content of the messages. What it does, it basically looks at the messages and determines what messages are sent from anonymous senders and shuffle those into a quarantine area. The other examples of our customers are companies who are in non-English speaking countries. They have very little choices as to anti-spam software. We also have a product called E-wall Cell, which is targeted to eliminate the spam messages that are going into the cell phone or mobile phone networks at a service provider levels. And E-wall's scalability allowed them to do that very, very well. It's E-wall, with one instance of E-wall install, you can protect up to 24 million companies. And then within each company, you can protect up to 24 million email addresses.
The system is very user-friendly. The installation was quite quick. From start to finish, the installation took about an hour. Essentially, the E-wall has the ability to completely solve spam problems.
The E-wall product will cost you less, and it will bring higher user satisfaction to the email experience.
There you go. That was Venture Prize finalist number 2, and good luck to Mr. Hanker and GenX Microsystems Corp. Venture Prize finalist number 3. Last up is Mr. Derek Gilbo of Prodent Incorporated. Mr. Gilbo, it's your turn for the microphone, and good luck.
The world moves in real time. So do our solutions.
ProDot provides real-time measurement in oil, gas, and chemical sectors. These are multi-billion dollar industries. Real-time data reduces the risk of failure by providing continuous equipment condition information. This provides an increased revenue opportunity. Applications for our technology include gas wells, such as those surrounding Edmonton, and small diameter piping in refineries. Continuous information means problems are identified early. This reduces the risk of unexpected failures causing injury, environmental damage, or lost production. We're excited to launch our revolutionary technology here in Edmonton, the heart of Alberta's oil and gas industry. Welcome to ProDot.
ProDot is a company that provides real-time solutions for real-time problems. We have created a patent-pending corrosion monitoring system called Direct Resistance Monitoring that has many applications in the oil and gas sector. The product is a piece of equipment that goes down the hole in the gas well. It's in line with the production tubing, and within this little device is a sensor. Now, this sensor does not disrupt the production flow, which is very important, and it provides a measurement of what is happening to that tubing. It's important to know how fast it's degrading and at what point it becomes a risk. Our greatest concern is giving an early indicator, so rather than waiting for a catastrophic event, you can determine when you need to do a service intervention before it becomes a problem. Current technology requires a device going into the hole, and while it's in there, it's also disrupting what's happening for that production flow. To do this, you're required to kill the well, and what that means is your production has stopped. Now you've opened that well and exposed it to the surface. Then you have to bring it back up into production, and that can be a very hazardous operation. The revolutionary aspect is that it is real time. So from the moment it goes into the hole until they change that production tubing, it's giving them data. So now we've reduced one of the highest risk situations for a failure. So not only are they able to get more production out of this well, but they're also telling the nearby landowners that we've done everything we possibly can to reduce this risk to you. So it's a win-win situation for everyone. The environmental benefit in our eyes is huge, and there's more than one benefit with this. The first benefit is you're reducing the risk of a failure, meaning you're not having this little toxic cocktail vented to the atmosphere or on the ground. You're also saving a lot of material, because by not changing that production tubing until they have to, there's not all that extra steel being wasted. Our goal here is to make sure that we can measure instead of replace. It's so much more important to be proactive in this marketplace.
Okay, there you go. Those are the three finalists. What do you think? It's going to be tough, isn't it? It's going to be difficult. My goodness. I'm glad I'm not a judge here today, but right now the judges will deliberate and award the grand prize. We're going to do that at the end of the luncheon.
Well, Venture Prize began in 2002 as a three-year project. Its goal was to stimulate more startup activity. The formula was to provide entrepreneurs with mentors, incentives, training, and advice from business experts and leaders of successful Edmonton companies. Today, I'm very pleased to say that VenturePrize has been so successful that it will live on beyond its original three-year mandate. It will grow in scope and in the level of support it provides to entrepreneurs. And we hope it will generate even more support from people like you, the business leaders in one of Canada's most volunteer-orientated communities. As we mark the end of the first 3 years and launch a new phase in the life of VenturePrize, we would like to present a surprise award. On behalf of the 30-plus sponsors and contributors that have made VenturePrize possible, on behalf of more than 50 business people who committed valuable time to VenturePrize as lecturers, mentors, screeners, and judges, I'm pleased to pay tribute to the founder of VenturePrize program, Alan Scott. Alan's vision and his drive to mobilize our homegrown innovators and entrepreneurs have made this program possible. It's just one of the many initiatives sparked by Alan's wealth of ideas that have made a difference in Edmonton. And VenturePrize truly has made a big difference in the region. For the 350 people who participated in VenturePrize over its 3 years, and for the 119 business plans it kickstarted, and for all Edmontonians who benefit from the resulting growth of innovative new businesses, we thank you, Alan. In recognition of our gratitude, we have a memento displaying Alan congratulating the first two winners in the business plan competition, and we have a space for today's grand prize winner.
What a tremendous surprise. And now, without further ado, it gives me great pleasure to announce the grand prize winner of Greater Edmonton's third annual Venture Prize Business Competition is Experience Gastronomique. And please come up and accept your $100,000 prize.
Well, I'm sure glad I get to open this envelope. Wow, what a feeling. I'm proud and honored to be standing here right now. I would like to start by thanking EDE, the Venture Prize Committee, Tech Edmonton, the judging panel, Table 19, and the sponsors for putting on this wonderful competition. Congratulations to the runner-up, Prodont and Genox. A special thank you goes out to Jerry Stetswinski. He is the passionate engineer who designed our incredible building. Unfortunately, Jerry came down with the flu and was unable to attend this glorious moment. To John Schellenberg for your words of wisdom and guidance over the last 9 years, thank you. To my employees and loyal customers who make it all possible. To my parents, thank you for instilling in me great work ethic at a young age. And finally, a very special thank you goes to my wife and children for always standing by my side and for giving me their never-ending love and support. You truly are the wind beneath my sails. And on a lighter note, for the for the potential investors who brought their checkbooks, I'll be available after the luncheon. Thank you.
Congratulations once again to Mr. Sambaro. Congratulations. Isn't that just truly wonderful? A $100,000 grand prize going to him today.